It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Super 7 have officially dropped orders and details for their G.I. Joe Reaction Wave 5. Super 7 dropped official orders, product images and details for their fifth wave of G.I. Joe Reaction figures this morning. They revealed the wave a few weeks ago after the listings leaked way back in October of last year and officially opened orders for the new figures today. We also got a ton of new info for the wave, including the fact that Duke and Snake Eyes both come with glow-in-the-dark accessories, a trident for Snakes, and a lightsaber for Duke Skywalker. Snake Eyes also comes with the net, which looked like it was missing on the first image, and we should also point out that the troop builders don't have any variants. They look like the only available figures for the Camo Trooper and MP so far, and I don't expect there to be any new additions as of right now, but you could see some more in the future waves. We will have to see how that progresses. The main thing we were excited about at the Full Force was Red Laser. They even managed to drop Red Shadows in the product blurb, and Baron Ironblood, the Laser Exterminator, and the classic Red Shadows logo on the file card. I desperately hope they do a Baron Ironblood at some point, that would be incredible. I even enjoyed the Sunbow recolor of Cobra Commander on the file card as well, lovely touch. The other big reveal was that of the latest Target exclusive figure, the Ninja Viper, a teal redeco of Storm Shadow and a figure that continues the theme of different colored ninjas for the Target stores. He appeared on the back of the card's cross sell and will no doubt be revealed later this or even next week with more product images, etc. Keep an eye out for that. You can order these figures direct from super7.com, link in the description. Make sure you buy 20 red lasers just so they get the point. Anyway, what do you guys think? Will you be picking any of these up now that we have more details? Which one is your favourite and why is it red laser? Let me know in the comments below. Okay team, I'll be back with more news this week and of course that heavily related Brian Flynn Super 7 interview. So keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, Full Force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching, make sure to like, comment and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.